issue tonight. Oh my god. I just pressed all the wrong buttons.
Maybe you just need a beer. You're going through it.
No, it's the it's my computer. Ever since I copied over that one for Boy Neil from YouTube, it downloaded something on my fucking laptop, and it's freaking me out a little. So, anyways, yeah. So, how are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. Yeah, we're really okay. I'm really like.
So, we said that before we went to commercial, we were going to talk about. A little piece of information. Of course, it's I always see the stuff. I have a bunch of a bunch of different news agencies and stuff that I have send me some things. So this is the article is the new civil rights movement, and I don't know why this caught my eye. Wait, it said anal sex. That's why. And basically, it says that they did a study. Now. Vaginal intercourse with opposite sex, and this is for, we'll go with men and women. So 97% men said they've done it, and 98% said women have done it. Oral sex with the opposite, men 90%, 89%. Anal sex with the opposite sex again, men 44%, and 36% of women said they've done it. And 6% of men said any type of sex with the same sex is only 6% and 12%, which I kind of find a little bit skewed. I don't.
You know what's funny, though? At this table, at least two of us have covered all aspects of that spectrum at one point or another.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Duh. Okay, I got it. Yeah, that just, wow, just didn't work on my brain somehow. But yeah.
God, you are tired.
I don't know if that's. It's supposedly it's a national health statistic, and it was back from 2011. So, what do you think about that? They're saying people between the ages of 15 and 44 from the years 2006 to 2008, anal sex seems to be very popular with heterosexuals.
Well, I think a lot of heterosexuals are trying to find new ways, and for some reason, straight guys. Have a thing about fucking women up the ass.
It's a power thing, I would think.
It's an area that's not used a lot for the women.
Right.
So
tight.
That area will be tighter.
And I mean, I have heard people that talk about anal sex, and they're saving. It's not really sex to them, so they'll. It's not like. It's like saving themselves for marriage, so they have anal sex and not vaginal sex. And to them, that's, you know, not going again. So this is what I don't get. They want to keep their virginity, you know, in God's eyes, but then they'll do the anal sex. But then when guys do the anal sex, it's against God. Like, what the fuck?
Well, it's that double entendre. Does that make sense?
I would think
double
it was more
standard,
of a double standard.
Standard.
But double entendre.
Entendre. Oh,
yes.
I'm just trying to sound a little more educated.
But I don't know. I would think that the numbers would be a little higher than what they say in this article. So that was that one I wanted to cover. What else did I want to cover? Oh, we've already talked about... we already talked about that teacher. I'm not going to replay the whole thing. There was a teacher, and I don't want to get this wrong. I can't remember the hell she was from. She said that, you know, they want to have... they want to do another prom, and they want to have it for straights only, and they don't want to allow gay people to go to it. So it is a Christian school, and they're saying because it's part of their values, and that they think that they should just go ahead and have their own and not have any gays there. What do you think of that, Sir Mark? Double-edged sword here.
It is. And this, I said it earlier in the other show. The sad part is those people that are saying they don't want the gay people there and they don't want, you know, she goes, I like them and so forth.
But it's a choice that they've made.
It's a choice that they're made. What are they going to say and do when their child, because one out of three children or one out of two?
I'm not sure the statistics.
Whatever the statistics, Bruce.
Statistics.
Yeah, statistics are born gay. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing as a parent that I don't understand, is that you want the best for your children. You want, you know, and you want to show them love and appreciation and so forth. What are you going to do when your child comes home or can't come home and tell you, Mom, Dad, I'm gay. I'm that part of that statistic that you've been talking so bad about, that you don't believe in, that you're... What are those parents going to do?
I think that they're going to probably change their mind. Or they'll just say, you're no longer my kid, get out. Right. I mean, we were talking... actually, the boy had asked if we would cover it. He wanted to do it on his show, but we kind of ran out of time. Is that the Baptist Church, we were talking about them. And the granddaughter... did you know that Baptist church thing? It's really only about 26 or 27 people in that whole fucking church. That's it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And how much attention they get.
And the thing was, and the girl was saying, you know, she used to picket the funerals. God, I think the one sign, and I hope I got this correct, was, they did the God Hates Fags, and they also did God Laughs When a Soldier Dies. And the reason that they were so against the soldiers, because the soldiers were fighting for a country and in a military that allowed gays. So all the soldiers should be dead. And like, this guy's fucked. So one of the granddaughters has actually left. And she there was an interview. I think, Mark, did you watch the interview or no? What's the guy, the dude? Anderson Cooper.
Cooper. No, that was on Friday.
Yeah.
I think that was on Friday's was show.
It? Okay. I did catch some of it. And now he was on, I didn't know, but the guy who runs this church, I can't remember his name, Slave Wayne, you're going to look that up for me, please. He actually went after Anderson Cooper, right?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Before. And I think that's why Anderson Cooper did this on the show. And so the granddaughter flat out said it's a cult. And they... on the particular show had the family, a military family on the show that these guys had petitioned on, right? Like at their funeral. They went to their freaking funeral. And that's the reason why you only get two or three of them, because they try to pick it as much as they can. So two go here, there's only 25 of them. You know, it's only 13 groups you're going to approximately get, right? Or 12 and a half. And basically, she said that, and they said, well, what did you think? Why, like, how did you feel when you were doing this? And she says, from the time I was 8 years old, she says, this is what I was taught. I was taught, this is wrong. This is not what we should, you know, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And she said, you know, she said, that's all I really knew. So basically, they brainwashed her, and she herself used the word cult, which I found really interesting. So... the other thing that the boy and I were talking about too is you have to hear what this guy says, and there's signs and everything, and he flat out says gays need to die. There's no room in this world for them. If you don't kill yourself, we'll kill you. Like in that, and they're not charging him for hate crime.
Well, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be something like happened to me 2 weekends ago. At one point, people have...
Vampire zombie drag queen?
Yeah, and she was not a drag queen.
I know.
At one point, people are going to have enough, and something is going to happen. And maybe...
Not that we're suggesting violence.
But I do believe that, you know, I am no longer, and I will not put up with that ignorance from anybody. I don't care if you are a grandparent. I don't care if you are a woman, you are a government person, you are a teacher, a police officer. I know my rights. And if I'm doing absolutely nothing wrong and I'm being respectful, I will not have anybody put me down. No more.
Fred Phelps is the name, and he's the grandfather of this cult.
And I think that if more people actually...
Southern Baptists, isn't it? No, it's not Southern Baptists.
West Barrow Baptists,
yes.
I think that if more people actually go back to the old days instead of, you know, let it
that
run
is,
off your back.
That is the old days, what this guy's saying, that he's old school. Or are you talking your reaction?
Our reaction
to it,
is
which
that
is punch him in
know,
the head?
No, not... I'm not saying to get physical.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that physical is right, but sometimes it is right.
Okay.
And that judgment is a personal thing, and okay. It's something you will have to deal with and follow through and have to realize what you've done. But what I'm saying is that times have changed, and I will no longer be silenced.
Okay.
And I think us as a community who has power, bisexual, straight,
homosexual,
transgendered, whatever, we are established, powerful people with respect, with businesses, with degree, with money, with class, with families and rights, and we don't need to just let ignorant people like that get away with it.
Can't stop them. Freedom of religion.
Yes, but freedom of religion, it means that if they can talk that way, we can too. We can write. We can support the individuals who are in our governments that are being elected.
I don't see how they can't be charged with the hate crime. That's kind of, why aren't they doing it?
Because I think a lot of people are expecting that you are going to write, or you are going to, I don't have to show up, or I don't have to write because so-and-so is going to do it.
Well, I'm like, you know what? There's 25 of them. Mm-hmm. Why don't we go picket their church and just keep it surrounded for, I don't know, a week?
Yeah. Don't we go? And you know how many of us love to dress up and go to a party? How about we go and get a bunch of cars and get what we're good at? Throw an amazing party and just go and surround our church and go, guess what?
And sing YMCA over and over and over and over again.
Forget that. Get people, you know, and show, you know what? Let's give you a little piece of your, but let's show you how nice we are, actually. They would know what to do. They would not know what to do.
It's an interesting concept, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it when we come back from the break. Oh, wait a minute. We have to go to break. Hang on. Keep talking. All right. Let's try this one more time. I will eventually get my shit together today. Or not. Controversy.